Welcome back, Millennium Live listeners. It's good to have you here with us today. We are continuing our partnership series, specifically in the HR world, benefits leadership space. We have a great partner who's here for their second episode. And if you were with us back in episode 227, Access Granted, Financial Freedom for All, we had Charles Latimer. He's the Chief Innovation and Growth Officer at FinFit. And he talked a lot about why it's important to differentiate between income and genuine financial health, and highlighted some interesting findings on financial stress on employee well-being, productivity, and engagement. Things and topics that we're going to get into today with another great guest. I have Michael Woodhead. He is the Chief Commercial Officer at FinFit, and we're happy to have him here to build on a part two of FinFit's partnership with Millennium Alliance. Mike, thanks for joining the podcast. It's great to pick your brain about financial wellness and have you here.
Yeah, thank you, Connor. It's great to be here. Really appreciate you guys making the time to talk to us, and hopefully we can spin a conversation out here that's interesting to your listeners.
Absolutely. So I think the best way to do it is dive right in. And I want to get your perspective as somebody who really has to sell the FinFit platform. What is financial wellness to you? I know Charles defined it as FinFit sees it, but why is it so pivotal for today's workforce? Why are we discussing this today?
Yeah, so this is a great question, Connor. And it's two different questions, I think. You know, one kind of what is it, and the other one, why is it important, or why are employers having the conversation today? But link. So I think the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the NIH, and others are going to tell you, and they're right about this, by the way, that financial wellness is sort of a mental state or an emotional state. It's like, it's all about how people feel, you know, their ability to meet expenses, have money left over, you know, so that they can feel financially secure, so they can be in control of their lives, so they can do nice things. So it's this idea of like kind of how it makes you feel. And while I think that's right, it just doesn't tell the whole story. And I don't think we can afford to look at it that way. You know, certainly we can't at FinFit. I think looking at it as sort of an emotional state is what's kind of led the financial services industry to not solve the problem of bringing financial well-being to the everyday American worker, because it just feels like it's something that we just can't control. Like, what do we do about that? It's how you feel, Connor. There's nothing I can do about how you feel, right? So, you know, we define it like, you know, we take a hard look at, hey, man, like, what are some outcomes in somebody's life, you know, and how do those outcomes lead to financial well-being? And we're like, you know, you need to be fairly banked. You need to have a banking relationship that is as advantageous to you, the consumer. You need to have or establish a prime credit score. You either need to be prime credit, or you need to be on a path to having prime credit scores. And then you need to have enough savings to be able to withstand an emergency. You need to be actively saving for retirement. Once you have those things, right? If you're fairly banked, if you have a prime credit score, or a path to being on prime, you know, a prime access to prime credit, if you have emergency savings and retirement savings, if you have those things, you're going to be financially stable. You're going to have financial wellness. And so we look at it as individual outcomes that we can drive. Now, you also asked me the reason why. Well, first of all, do you have anything for that, or any additional questions there, or you want me to answer the second part of your question?
Well, I think that kind of leads into the second part of the question, because you're right. That's a tall task to ask of how and why. But what you mentioned, all the points that Charles did, It's important to have all those things, like savings, like good credit. But even if you have one of those things, you might be able to save a little bit, but you might not have good credit, or vice versa.
Yeah,
this could stress. I mean, financial stress is a big topic, and a lot of the workforce is financially stressed. So why is it so pivotal for today's workforce, and why are we, you know, in terms of employee well-being and their engagement at work, why is it so important to fix these issues when they come up?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to hit you with some stats, right? So I think the Consumer Protection Bureau has underreported the number of Americans that are living paycheck to paycheck. You know, I mean, I think the most recent sort of statistic is around 60 to 65%. We're finding in the surveys that we're doing at FinFit, the number to actually be closer to 75%. Part of that is sort of pandemic related and inflation related, you know. Part of it is just has to do with the way that expenses over the last 50 years have outpaced the our ability to bring wages in line with the rising cost of living. And so, you know, look, more Americans today are living paycheck to paycheck than ever have. And that number just keeps getting worse. And that's the reason why I think it's so important for employers to take a look at financial wellness, because here's the bottom line. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, right, then by definition, you are living with a high degree of financial stress, because you don't feel like you can withstand any kind of a short-term emergency. As a matter of fact, you know, most Americans report, I think it's the right around the same number, 70% of Americans say that, look, you know, if they lost their income, they couldn't go a month without needing to have some kind of access to credit. And so not only is it important for Americans to have emergency savings and to be able to withstand a financial emergency, but it's equally important for them to be able to have access to affordable credit. You know, that having that prime credit score. And so, when we talk about these things, when we talk about these products, you know, these outcomes in people's lives, you rightfully identify, hey, look, you know, a lot of people may have one of those things, but how many people have all five of those things? And the answer is probably like 20 to 30% of Americans. It certainly is not the common experience for everyday working Americans. And so when you have a workforce that is largely financially stressed, then you're going to have a workforce that is, you know, just because of that stress, they're not going to be as productive. You're going to have higher degrees of absenteeism at work, higher degrees of presenteeism. And you now have a workforce that's at risk because they're distracted all the time. You've got a workforce that's at risk of slip and falls. You've got a workforce that's at risk of workforce or workplace accidents or incidents, particularly in industries like healthcare or transportation, where, you know, when you've got a distracted workforce, you could have a really, really potentially bad outcome there. So that's, simultaneously, those are the reasons why it's important, I think, for employers to care about financial wellness. And frankly, they do. I mean, I don't talk to employers that don't care about financial wellness in their workforce. I mean, they all care, you know.
So I think this is a great time to bring FinFit into the equation, because I mean, you mentioned some really great points, but if somebody's living paycheck to paycheck, how are they having an emergency savings? How is an employee who has a lot to do at work trying to manage how they're gonna pay for something? You know, if they're living paycheck to paycheck, I'm at work figuring out what I'm gonna do for rent, and then on top of that, groceries and other and bills and other expenses. So this could be tough at work, and I think that it's so important that employers look at solutions to help manage and help employees manage their finances. So I want to kind of bring in FinFit, but I think it's important of how to differentiate income and financial health. Of course, you can have an income if you're an employee, but to manage, you know, healthy finances. So what's FinFit's approach to financial solutions?
Well, you know, and probably this is going to overlap a lot with the conversation that you had with Charles, the answer that I'm about to give you, because it's just the answer, you know, and it's not the first and most important thing is for us to understand that you're right, Connor, you know, income and financial health are not necessarily totally and 100% connected. There obviously there's real relationship there, right? The higher income brackets are less likely to live with financial precarity than lower income brackets, right? That's obvious, you know.
Absolutely.
But I'm telling you, I mean, the numbers are pretty staggering. I mean, you know, 60% of millennials who make over $100,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck. A quarter of boomers who make over $250,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck. So the challenges are structural, and they're not just challenges faced by, you know, people who are at the lower end of the income spectrum. You know, 75% of the workforce is everybody. I mean, so when we think about it, we have to understand that the problems are really structural. And for 30 years to 40 years, the financial wellness services industry has been, we've been just kind of wagging our fingers at people and saying, hey, you know, if you just do a little bit better, if you would just understand that you've got to spend a little less than you make, you wouldn't have the problems that you have. In the meantime, you've got the American worker who's like, look, man, you know, you can say that until you're blue in the face, but, you know, I was on a sublet and I just got, you know, notice from my landlord that I've got to move out of my apartment. So now I've got to move into a new apartment. But when I move into a new apartment, I have to put down first month's rent. I have to put down last month's rent, and I have to put down a security deposit. And oh yeah, by the way, the cost of renting over the last 20 years has gone up just astronomically, right? And so to the point where it's almost more expensive to rent a home now than it is to buy. And the reason why people are renting homes and not buying homes is because they don't qualify for mortgages or don't have the money to put, you know, the liquidity to put money down. And so, you know, you've got an entire spectrum of workers who have to put down security deposits just to have their heat, light, and power turned on. You know, they got to put a security deposit down to buy a phone. You know, they got to put a security deposit down to move into an apartment. If you have prime credit, if you are financially resilient or financially healthy, you don't have to have any of those expenses. So it's actually less expensive for somebody who's financially healthy, who's got prime credit, to move into a new apartment than it is for somebody who's living paycheck to paycheck, right? So it's structural is the point that I'm making, right? And so the first thing that we have to understand is that there are built-in disadvantages that are making it really, really hard for everyday workers to just fully and 100% accept that they've got to spend less than they save, you know, or spend less than they make. So that's the first thing we have to recognize. And then the second thing that we have to recognize is that without a path to emergency savings, without a path that tells them, hey, look, if you can afford credit, you can afford to save. If you can afford to pay a loan back, the money that you're using to pay that loan back could be put into credit or could be put into savings, for example. That's just one kind of innovation that we've made at FinFit. At the point in time where we make credit available to somebody and we make affordable credit solutions, we're a little bit different than anybody else in the market because we believe everybody has a right to access to affordable credit. And we use the strength and breadth of our platform and just the kind of power of FinFit's technology to make sure that every working American has access to affordable credit. We just think it's a right. And so we do that. But once we give somebody access to credit, we also move forward and invite them to open an emergency savings program so that as they pay back their credit product, we are helping them contribute to an emergency savings vehicle. And that's what we call our safety net. We believe everyday working Americans all deserve a financial safety net. And we put a number to that, Connor. We say, hey, look, your safety net is roughly equivalent to 1 month of your salary. If we can get you to save 1 month of your salary, research shows that we can dramatically reduce your financial stress and we can put you on a path not just to enjoying emergency savings, but to participating in retirement savings. Because people who are right now not putting money away for retirement savings are the same people who aren't putting money away for emergency savings. Surprise, surprise, right? So the first thing that we've got to do is we've got to help them withstand financial emergency by making access to affordable credit possible for them. And then once people make, you know, utilize those credit solutions, we've got to immediately at that point in time, put them into an emergency savings vehicle so that moving forward, they have savings as an option.
Yeah, the importance on saving doesn't get that much credit until you start reaching an age where it becomes very important. Or you have a scenario where you need emergency savings.
which, by the way, Connor, every American will. Like, you know, so, yes. you know, over the course of 18 months, there is almost a 100% likelihood that we are all going to encounter a financial situation that we cannot solve with our paycheck, right? And that's when we have got to have access to liquidity. We got to have savings, have to have it.
Yeah.
You know, and most of us don't have it. So that's the problem that we're working with employers to solve. It's like, how do we give a safety net to your employees? And until we can establish a savings account that is equal to 1 month's worth of salary, we're going to make that available to them in affordable credit. No.
But well, that's only
as a path to emergency savings, you know?
Yeah. That's really some interesting points, Mike, you know, about being more sustainable and offering that employee-friendly credit solution and having a solution that is promoting the importance of emergency savings is remarkable. And I think a lot of employers would be happy to have tools like this to offer to their employees. And I think Charles discussed a lot about some of the innovative strategies that FinFit is using to really champion financial wellness. So, you know, being a chief commercial officer, Mike, I want you to kind of talk and dive into these financial tools and resources that the FinFit approach that helps FinFit stand out from the crowd.
So I mean, here's the reality, man. In the enterprise workplace, pretty much everyone already has access through your record keeper to a suite of financial wellness tools. Problem is they don't get used. You know, I mean, that really is the problem, is people are making financial coaching available. Most employees have access to financial coaching today, but they don't use it. Most employees have access to world-class financial education so that they can increase financial literacy, but they don't use it, you know? So what we do at FinFit is we take a product-forward approach. And then we get people, once we've engaged them in a savings journey, once we've engaged them once we've solved their problem, reduced their stress level, we put them onto a financial wellness journey at that point where we can increase financial literacy and we can start to use financial coaching as a way to help people, stay on the path that they're on to overall financial wellness and financial well-being. So when you sit back from somebody and you kind of wag your finger at them and tell them your problem is you're not financially literate, take all these courses. And that feels like school. Nobody wants to do that, you know? And when you tell people, hey, go talk to a financial coach, don't get me wrong. I mean, financial coaching is an amazing resource. And I applaud employers for making it so broadly available, because many, many, many of them do, at their own expense, by the way, make financial coaching available to their workforce. People aren't using it because they just don't feel like they've got enough of a handle on their finances. Like, what would I talk to a coach about? You know, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. A coach is going to teach me how to invest money I don't have, right? Because they don't fully understand the value of financial coaching. And so what we really need to do, and so at FinFit, we provide world-class coaching services for free to all employees. We provide an entire catalog of financial literacy and financial education. We provide, fair banking, fee-free banking, so spending and savings account. We have our safety net where we use both credit and a high-yield emergency savings accounts as a way to ladder Americans from financial precarity into financial health with products. So we have this comprehensive approach to financial wellness. But at the end of the day, unless you can solve their problem, their short-term financial problem, and do it in a way that tells them that you get them, that you understand the situation that they're in, they're not going to engage with the other resources. So it starts with that, Connor. And it requires, a really, really tight communication strategy and a tight relationship with the benefits managers and with the folks that are in charge of financial or overall health and well-being at the employer that we're working with. You know, so it's communications, it's program design, and it's product intervention. I mean, that's the only way you can reach employees, in my opinion.
They want to get them engaged in programs like this.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So, I mean, Mike, I want to be cognizant of your time, but I always want to kind of close out the podcast episodes, which with a topic of the future. And, you know, in terms of financial wellness, I think kind of based on our conversation today, rents only are only going to go up. The cost of living is obviously going to go up. Groceries are going to go up with inflation. I think it's going to be hard to say if wages and income is going to ever really try to match and go up at a steady pace the way everything else and the cost of everything else is. So it's going to be so important for employers to have these benefits and get employees engaged in using tools and solutions such as FinFit. So I'm just curious about where you see the financial wellness industry evolving in the coming years and maybe new solutions that you might have to solve and new strategies that you have to implement and how is really FinFit, since you're at the forefront of this, gearing up to be part of this evolution?
You know, that's a great question. So we've always been really, really proud of our role as innovators in the financial wellness space. I mean, we were really the first payroll integrated affordable credit solutions provider in the industry. We were the first ones to recognize that access to affordable credit is a right and is in fact a critical wellness benefit. You know, this was back when not a lot of people agreed with us, Connor, about that. You know, they looked at payroll integrated credit solutions and said, you know, that's like that looks and feels like payday lending. It's not. It's the exact opposite, in fact. You know, and so we were the first to do that. We were the first to put a fee-free banking solutions on our financial wellness platform. And we were the first to offer a next best action engine to help employees with push notifications and you know, linking their accounts to help them stay on a path of financial wellness and spending less than they make. We are also the very first to integrate a credit solution with a savings solution to fully fund a 1 month safety net for the American workers. You know, I mean, that's as innovative as it gets, Connor. I mean, we're basically helping employers stabilize the employee relationship and keep them on a path to financial security, to transportation, housing, and food security. And these are no credit check products, right? I mean, employees don't want to have to get a hard credit pull done. They don't have to do that with FinFit. And these are affordable, flexible repayment terms, which we can do because of our payroll integration. So we're already very innovative. You know, we look at the next sort of step of this, Connor, is partnering with insurance companies and insurance providers to help use financial wellness and financial health tools to manage down the cost of insurance premiums around risk, so accidents and casualties, as well as overall health insurance premiums, because we believe a financially healthy population with reduced financial stress is an overall less expensive population of employees to insure.
I think you're
right. So that's our next. That's the innovation that we're working on today.
Well, that's awesome, and it's companies like FinFit that I appreciate coming on and talking on the Millennium Live podcast and being a partner of Millennium Alliance, so that leadership can learn more about these solutions and why it's so important to make sure your employees are financially healthy. Michael Woodhead, Chief Commercial Officer at FinFit, thank you so much for joining the Millennium Live podcast, for being a partner with Millennium Alliance. I know this podcast is just celebrating its 250th episode, so we want to be at the forefront of getting the right solutions to the right folks. And it's great to be able to talk financial wellness and define it and learn more of why FinFit is at the forefront of this industry. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Connor. I appreciate the time.